Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in.
Think of a number between 1 and 10. The number you're thinking of is 7.
There will be a 2-hour wait for a table, I am afraid.
Well, you don't want to wait 2 hours for food. Let's go.
Try slipping the guy a little money. See if that hurries things up.
You want me to give him a tip? Is that it? Excuse me? How long for a table?
2 hours.
How long await now?
Fifi! Jacques! You will not believe this! The king of the big tippers is here! He gave me a dime!
A dime?
It was all I had.
I am rich. Now I can quit my job and live on the French Riviera in luxury. My children can have their braces for their teeth, and my 93-year-old mother can finally have her operation.
Sir, I have more...
My brother can go to college. My starving poodle can taste food again, and all because of this generous...
Here, take my money and my credit cards and my wallet. Take everything.
I will have a table for you in a moment.
Thanks a lot, Garfield.
Hey, you're lucky you didn't give him your usual nickel. The pooch has strayed. I'll get him. Oh, these are photos of famous people who've eaten here. A lot of these people haven't worked in years. Cactus Jake, Binky the Clown, the Buddy Bears.
Huh?
Oh, look, Jackie and Garfield. I haven't seen one of those for years. Didn't you know I was part of an act years ago? Oh, well, since our table isn't ready yet, I'll tell you about it. Jackie was Jackie Millman, singer, comedian, acrobat. There wasn't anything Jackie couldn't fail at. Years ago, Jackie and his cat Buddy were inseparable. They didn't play the best theaters. They played the kind of places where the best billing outside goes to the air conditioning. It wasn't the most entertaining act in the world. Most nights, they were lucky if they got one applause.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, my partner, the incomparable Buddy, will leap through the hoop of doom. Hoo! Yoo! Ha! Ta-da!
Thank you! You're too kind!
Yep, 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 yep!
It wasn't a bad act when you get right down to it.
Ta-da!
No, on second thought, it was a bad act.
Ta-da!
The audience was really impressed that night with Melman and Buddy. Still not bad for an act making $80 a week, plus all the rotten vegetables you can catch before they hit you. One time they threw so many vegetables that the act was officially declared a chef salad. But as bad as things were on stage, they were worse backstage.
You know, you're small time, Jackie, and you'll always be small time.
Buddy, baby, you can't break up the act.
Oh, yeah? Just watch me.
Don't bother crawling back, Cat, because I won't take you.
That was how they split up. Jackie tried doing a single act.
Jenny's and Ladleman, and now Jackie and his cat. Huh? You're kidding. Okay, Jackie without his cat.
Thank you. And now, the hoop of doom. Yo, ho, yo, ha, ta-da.
Somehow it wasn't the same.
It's better with my cat.
Yep, yep, yep. folks should have seen this when I had my partner. Oh, trust me, it was much better when I had a partner.
Yay! Bravo!
Who's the jerk who likes this act?
Yay! Encore! More! Author! More!
Naturally, Jackie had to invite his fan backstage.
I can't tell you when I had a better time. What a terrific show!
Hey, Jackie, the Ed Solomon show just called.
He has the number one show on TV.
Yeah, they're one act short for tonight and they're desperate. They even said they'd take Jackie and his cat.
This is it, my chance at the big time. But I don't have my cat. I don't have a chance unless... Arbuckle, loan me your cat.
But Garfield doesn't do tricks.
I can teach this act to anyone, and I can't pass this up.
Jackie got to the station just in time to go on.
All right, now, settle down. For all you youngsters in the United States and Canada, how about a nice hand for Jackie and Garfield? Let's bring them out here.
That's us. Remember all the tricks I taught you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm Jackie, and this is my friend, Garfield. Our first trick will be the Hoop of Doom. Through the hoop, boy. Here we go. Through the hoop.
There's not enough lasagna in the universe to get me to jump through that hoop.
Through the hoop. Through the hoop. Okay. How about the Indian clubs? Want to juggle the Indian clubs?
Too undignified.
You don't want to juggle the Indian clubs either. All right. You don't want to do a little of this, huh, Cat?
Jackie thought he was dying, which just proves you never know, because everyone there just took it as a brilliant comedy act.
Please, just get on. One teeny little death-defying somersault?
I know it may not seem that way from the company I keep, but I have my dignity.
Let's really hear it for us. Wasn't that great? Just marvelous.
Jackie was a hit. And what's the first thing you do when you think you're a hit in show business? That's right. You get rid of those who helped you on the way up.
Looks like I'm the only one that's getting all the laughs, Cat. You don't do anything.
You're dumping me?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but that's how it is in show business, fella. It's a cruel world. See you around.
Our table's ready, guys.
I went back to John, who accepts me for what I am. A greedy, self-centered house pet.
Right.
You want to know whatever happened to Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
Beats me.
You folks ready to order, or do you need a couple more minutes?
Like the man said, show business is a cruel world.
For our specials tonight, we have filet of sole and almonds. Nah, you don't want the almonds. Poached salmon. Nah, you don't want the salmon either. How about grilled halibut? Grilled halibut is good, but yeah, it doesn't look like you want the halibut either.
Meow. 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 Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
Here, it's for you.
Meow?
Hold it, hold it. Return of the incredibly stupid swamp monster. Oh, no! Sequel, help! Oh, help!
Wait, I was fast asleep. It's before 6 o'clock. Correction, it's 11:15. Roy was supposed to wake everyone up at 6 a.m.
Orson, look at what this episode is called. It says, Return of the Incredibly Stupid Swamp Monster. Do you know what that means, Orson?
It means the incredibly stupid swamp monster is returning?
Correct, Amundo! Bye!
Hopeless. Absolutely hopeless. Well, I have to find out why Roy isn't doing his wake-up job. Say, I wonder where the incredibly stupid swamp monster's been all these weeks.
2 times 2 is 11. The capital of New York is Disneyland. Oh, wait, I made a mistake. Euro Disneyland. Hello, I know who you are. You are a panther. or maybe an elephant. Either way, I'm gonna pet you and hug you.
Robot, where are you, robot? My instruments indicate my lost robot is somewhere nearby.
That's the man that what assembled me. And I'm not gonna go back. I ain't gonna not gonna go back.
Please come back. Pretty please. With 10W80 Vade oil on it, please.
We've wasted half a day sleeping when we could have been cleaning up all this junk. And we took all the tools out of the barn and we've got to put them back. Somebody has to wash out all these old milk cans.
So, like, how come Roy didn't wake us up at the crack of a.m.?
That is what I'm trying to find out. Roy, come out. I've got to talk to you. Roy, aren't you supposed to do the morning wake-up call?
Oh, that. I quit.
Quit? You can't quit.
Yoo-hoo! Monster, come aus, wherever you are. My monster sensor, senses a senseless monster, nehi you see. You are in the tree stump. Come out of there this instant. You are not the incredible, stupid swamp monster.
No, I'm the incredibly cowardly farm duck.
But the monster will probably be at Orson's farm sooner or later, seeing as how this episode is about him.
Dankeschön, Dankeschön.
Maybe I can hide here on the farm for a month or 3 days. I have to learn my multiplication tables. They're kind of easy, though. Look, 1 times 1 is 21. 2 times 2 is 22.
There he is, my monster.
Ooh, I need a place to hide. I need a place to hide. I need a place to hide. I will make, like, a ostrich bird and hide my head in the sand.
Where did he vent? He was right here a second ago.
Roy, we have to talk.
Please allow me to bathe in peace.
Yeah, but... Oh.
There is my incredibly stupid shrimp monster. Is he in there?
I will see for myself. I got the blues. I got the ring around the bathtub, brushing my back. Bathtub blue. Boo. Gee, I feel a draft. Yuck! My coop has flown the coop. Put my home back, boar!
We don't have your swamp monster!
Yeah, man. Like, leave us alone.
If you do not return him, I will destroy this farm.
Destroy our farm?
Boss, you gotta do something, man.
What can I do? He's gonna... You know, for a mad scientist, you're really not so bright.
Who is not so bright?
Well, don't you have an electromagnet on this thing?
I have one of the most powerful electromagnets in the world.
Great. Then since you're trying to find a robot, why don't you just turn on the magnet and attract the robot?
Not a bad idea, Pig. I have a hunch it is working, at least. Things are coming my way.
Help! Help! Get me out!
We'll help you if you promise to go away and leave the incredibly stupid swamp monster alone.
You swine! You!
I suppose I have no choice.
Like, here he goes.
I wonder where old Swampy is.
Right here. He did not spot me on account of my very clever tree disguise. You are my friends. How do I thank you? Can I have a job here?
Roy, are you certain you won't do the morning wake-up anymore?
Absolutely, positively.
Okay. Swampy, how would you like Roy's job?
For me? A real job? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Us, are you sure about this?
What have we got to lose?
It's 11:06 in the morning. Dumped in a rubber.
Us.
The boss you just gave the wake-up call, it's only 2:37, man.
He's still more accurate than Roy.
Down in the valley just north of Ventura, there is a place where the cowboys all eat. And if you've a hankering for Italian cooking, just head down to Mona's and pull up a seat.
You're really in for an Italian treat.
Mona, they say, makes the world's greatest pasta. That and her beauty could make your heart skip. Most of the bachelors who eat there leave Mona marriage proposals instead of a tip.
They offer to take her away on a trip.
But every night at 6:45, regular patrons make sure that they've hid. 'Cause that's the time that the legend arrives there, known far and wide as the Lasagna Kid.
And they all know all the deeds that he did.
Downs in a minute. Whole unsliced pizzas get eaten with ease. Everyone stares as this diner devours anything covered with Parmesan cheese.
Some nice mozzarella as thick as you please.
One night around the 10th helping of Ziti, in comes a stranger no one seems to know. Pushes right past as he walks up to Mona, orders an Italian dinner to go,
including a pizza with extra thick dough.
Mona says that she'd be happy to serve him if he would wait till the kid here was through. But says the stranger, the way this guy's going, that could take till I'm 102.
Or longer than that if he pauses to chew.
Once he has eaten, he runs to the rescue. Trouble is that they are nowhere in sight. In desperation, he questions a puppy who tells him go left, so our hero goes right.
For he knows that puppies are not very bright.
Soon he can smell Mona's fresh marinara, meaning he knows he is hot on the scent. Nose in the air, he can smell the aroma, easy to tell which direction they went.
He'll follow them over the whole continent.
Out on the trail, he grows madder and madder. Someone will face the Lasagna Kid's wrath. Nothing can stop him when he has detected the scent of Miss Mona he smells on this path. I'll never love
love you, Miss Mona informs him. He says, who cares just as long as you cook? Right now I'm gonna get rid of that moron using the sneakiest trick in the book.
And he will use her as bait for the hook.
So as the kid makes his way through the canyons, following next to the edge of a creek, who should he find but the lovely Miss Mona, bound up and tied by that villain so slick.
The kid leaves his mount, not suspecting a trick.
You, the kid tells Miss Mona, you laughs the stranger, you're only a twerp. That's when the kid pulls his big secret weapon. All of that garlic has stored up a burp.
A trick of the West and the great Wyatt Earp.
In a minute, the avalanche starting, boulders and rocks come a tumbling down. Stick close to me and I'll get us to safety. So yells the kid as they head for the town. Takes him to safety. Pity the stranger with luck not so grand. Mona is grateful the kid made his rescue. What he does next, she does not understand. Until he returns with the stranger in hand. That pretty much is the end of our story. Mona each night rings a gold supper bell. In comes the kid and he sits at his table, where he enjoys that fine Italian smell,
which drives someone mad as he sits in his cell.
Everything's fine till the kid's tummy rumbles. He's gonna burp, you can hear someone shriek. That's when the crowd flees the place in a panic. One belch destroys the whole diner so chic.
That's the